Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was doing some more thinking between the end of yesterday's show and the beginning just now of today's show. I do not, in fact, turn off my brain in between shows. And one of the pieces of news that we seized on yesterday as soon as it came out was the revelation that the Big Ten Conference is doing away with non-conference play for all of its fall sports. And that felt particularly damning and ominous for the future of college football in 2020 because the Big Ten in a lot of ways leads the pack when it comes to Power Five conferences. And the Big Ten, in a lot of ways, sort of not only leads the pack, but in so doing is a domino that pushes all the other dominoes over. Like, they make decisions, and they're often the first to make decisions. They don't win a lot of national titles. We know that. They get kind of criticized for that. But in terms of the largesse of the schools involved, in terms of the decisions they make, not only do they sort of get out in front of things on a semi-regular basis, I think, at least, but their decisions can then impact other conferences, other schools. And we talked about how it felt like the first domino to fall. So I started to think more about it. Ominous that the Big Ten, if you would think any league was maybe outside of the SEC going to really try to get things done normally and maybe not ditch something or commit to already altering the schedule in a permanent way, you thought it would be the Big Ten. So when you start to look down the road here, I think it's pretty safe to say that college football, if it's played in the fall, is not going to look quite like what we expect it to. It feels like all the other conferences are going to follow suit, and this might just be the first thing that happens. For me, that's the crux of this. This is probably not going to be the first and only step to this situation, where the Big Ten and then maybe every other conference get rid of conference or non-conference football games and non-conference games across all their fall sports, and then that's where they stop it. It just feels like the first step down a certain kind of road. It feels like the first step down a road that has a very bad ending if you are a college football fan or a college sports fan in general. So college football, let's call it what it is here. I mean, let's be very honest about this with ourselves. College football is between a rock and a hard place for a lot of reasons. Like, when you actually take yesterday's news into account and you start to think about what it means, what are the ramifications beyond the story itself, let's count the ways in which college football is screwed. College football in the fall, if we're being brutally honest with ourselves collectively here, is untenable right at this second. And I've seen some positive stories come out. Obviously, a lot of the players want to play because they love playing football. I think even if a lot of guys understand the risks inherent in this, they still want to play. Justin Fields, who if he were to have a spectacular season and Trevor Lawrence were to fall off, if this actually comes to pass, could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Justin Fields wants to play. Like, these guys want to play, and in concert with that, you're seeing some sort of positive results, if that makes sense. There are people testing positive, but it's a very low number right now in the college football world. And so I think, again, like I brought up yesterday, people wanting to cling to hope in general with all of this, that is being seized upon as, hey, that's good news. That's good news for football. Low test numbers or low positive test numbers, that's a good thing. See, this could happen. Let's be realistic, though, with ourselves. Things are probably going to get worse as far as the testing goes. What is one thing that most, I think, infectious disease experts have posited could well happen with COVID-19? That it's going to have a real surge in the fall. This first spike, the first wave, whatever you want to call it, hasn't gone away. But it's going to have a real effect in the fall when natural flu season starts up, which is damaging enough in this country. And then you've got sort of a 1-2 punch of things that are really messing people up. So this is probably going to get worse. And if the numbers get worse nationwide, the risk gets greater. You heard Gene Smith and Jeff Hathorn's Sports Update. I thought that sounded kind of ridiculous. Not that Jeff would play it. I thought it was a newsworthy quote. But Gene Smith, at the end there, sort of putting some onus on the student-athlete, like, well, you've got to be extra careful. Well, no crap, buddy. It's very college football-like to say, well, the athletes really have to watch themselves. They really have to just buckle down so we can get some of these big-money football games for the Big Ten Network actually played. If the numbers go up, though, and the people in charge are really watching it, and their only avenue to do some to get games on the field is to end up having players need to sign, you know, waivers that release schools of liability, you're not going to have football. You're going to have to completely call it off, and it's probably going to happen. If it will, it'll probably happen in the next month and a half. It has to, more or less, before the season's actually supposed to start. Then you're going to have to look at just completely wiping it out altogether. Okay, so think you do what the Ivy League's going to do. Maybe you push all this to the spring. Because that's the other thing that's been posited. Either you're going to have football in the fall at the college level, or you're going to have to eventually bite the bullet and say we're going to push college football to the spring. Okay. You want to see how that rock in a hard place situation gets worse? Here's how. If you're a high-profile player who's draft eligible after this season because of just what the draft eligibility rules are, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, guys like that, players who are top five picks right now and would have been last year, had they been, like Trevor Lawrence would have been the number one overall pick, most likely. Still, those guys aren't going to play. If they're putting football in the college football in the spring after the NFL season ends, and they're trying to do it that way, they're not going to play. They're going to do what players always do when their really high draft status is secure. They're going to leave school to train for the combine and the draft. That is, of course, assuming that the combine and the draft happen on the schedule that they're about to happen, or that they're supposed to happen, but more on that in a second. There are going to be guys that need to play to try and help their draft stock, obviously. Joe Burrow was like a fourth-round pick before he went completely insane and basically had the best passing season, maybe the best offensive season by a quarterback in college football history. Guys will need to play to improve their draft stock, but talking about anything related to the NFL brings you to the next issue, the NFL itself. It's hard for me to imagine that the monolithic NFL, which to this point has resisted for the most part changing anything about its schedule. Obviously, they have lost some off-season workouts. They have canceled the Hall of Fame game, but those are small potatoes in the scheme of things. Do you really think that the NFL wants to mess with their schedule all that much to accommodate college football having to mess with theirs? I doubt it. The hidden story in all these tales of woe about college athletes, and I sympathize here, I don't mean to use that term lightly, these situations where college athletes aren't getting paid, the fight to just be able to use their name and likeness to make some money for themselves, the hidden boogeyman there that doesn't really get brought up enough is the NFL, which happily uses college football as a free minor league for itself. The NFL absolutely uses colleges as is. Why would they want to kowtow to them in any way, shape, or form? They wouldn't. Especially, by the way, if the NFL, because the players are professionals, the players are paid, they don't really have quite the level of logistical issues that college football would have just on sheer numbers and sort of being able to control where players are and where they go. If the NFL gets their season and you really think they're going to want to accommodate college football and move all of their off-season stuff, that's very much turning into big business in and of itself, I doubt it. I really doubt it. If they refuse to move anything, they don't want to play ball, that's another issue. Say you're playing in the spring. Say come hell or high water, you're college football, and you say, we're going to play anyway in the spring. You know what? We don't care. We're just going to do it. We're going to play in the spring. That cuts into the recovery time for guys that do make it to the pros. Those players I mentioned that need to play because they have to improve their draft stock, because they're like maybe a day two or a day three pick, but maybe if they have a big year, they can jump up a round or two. I mean, we've seen it happen. It happens with the quarterbacks a lot. Guess what? If you play in the spring to that end, unless the NFL drastically reshapes their offseason schedule, again, something they are probably loath to do, your recovery time just got sliced and diced. Say the NFL does the absolute bare minimum so that colleges can finish even like an 8 or 9 game season, right? And maybe an abbreviated college football playoff. Or maybe they just play the games to play the games and there is no champion crowned, although I doubt that that would be the case. And then the NFL says, all right, you've got a couple of weeks, we're going to accommodate you here. We'll move the draft back a little bit. We'll move everything else back, but that's it. It's a meat grinder for these collegiate athletes. So then you have to look at all of that, take all those factors into account, and say we're walking right back to the drawing board. And what does that tell you? Either you're going to play football in the fall in conference-only schedules, or you're not going to play it at all in the fall, and it's going to become a large mystery. And no one's going to speak of like the nuclear option here. It's going to become a large mystery what you do. The nuclear option, of course, being you don't play football at all until fall of 21 at the collegiate level. I think Danny Cannell was getting quoted yesterday as saying that would be catastrophic for athletic departments. It would be. Which is why none of these options I just laid out, none of these scenarios for college football actually sound good. One of them is almost certainly going to get implemented because there is way too much money at stake. Because there are schools who would have, who would just eliminate sports if they couldn't play college football, if they couldn't recoup some of these losses. It's cynical. It's also the truth. College football steers the ship for a lot of schools in a lot of ways that they want to claim it doesn't. So come hell or high water, they are going to play a season at some point, I think. Whether that looks bad on them, whether that is a complete disaster, whether it has to get shut down a couple of weeks in, I don't think the colleges are all that concerned about it right now, because they just see that money flying out the window, especially in your big-time college conferences, the SEC, maybe the Big Ten. They see that money flying out the window. They don't like the way that looks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.